Namaste. Have you ever wondered how self-inquiry works? I don't know if this is something that's come up inside you, but for me, there was a point where I began to get intensely curious as to how self-inquiry actually, because I seem to be experiencing a profound shift in my life just from looking and not finding over and over again a separate being. And I began to get really curious as to why that was. I'm really interested. And it really helped me to kind of understand that. And maybe you like to know this stuff, maybe you don't, maybe you just like to do it. But for those that do like to kind of or have been curious about this, let's look at this together. And what I began to see and experience in my own awakening process was really that it took an amazing amount of energy to sustain the idea that I was alone and separate in this universe, alone by myself, so to speak, and everybody else was different to me, separate to me, that I was a finite, limited being. I didn't realize just how much energy that had cost me until I began to experience it disappearing. This effortless light, fun, freedom, and joy began to come to the forefront of my experience the more that I didn't find a separate being. And I was like, why is that? What's going on there? How is this working? And because the more I understood the process, the more consciously I could work with it, and the faster it seemed to move then. And the more speedily I began to feel that I actually might be free at some point, and then that I actually am free. And the more constant that began to be experienced, more constantly, effortlessly, until it's just effortless, continuous, and unbroken to just know that you are that completely with a deep and rich conviction. So, looking into this, I began to see that, again, as I have spoken about in the meditation section, what really we put our attention upon is really going to feel real for us. And if I am really looking to find what is actually true for me, then I cannot be sustaining this sense of being a separate self, which needs, it's like a fire that burns and it needs constantly fueling. And imagine this powerful, if you imagine a steam train, if you know, if you've ever been around a steam engine, it needs constantly feeding coal into it, fuel into it. Otherwise, the steam disappears, the train doesn't move. Once it's moving, there's a kind of momentum behind that that goes on for a little while. But self-inquiry, actually looking at what you really are, experiencing the, you know, I can't actually find a separate being. I can't actually find an edge to myself. It seems like it's there, but when I actually look, I can't, find a definable, locatable, separate person. And that is, while you're doing that, you're wide open for epiphanies and revelations, of course, but perhaps just as importantly, you've stopped shoveling coal. You've put the shovel down without realizing. This is why just sitting in satsang sometimes and just listening to whatever's going on in satsang, just being there, absorbing it, you feel different somehow. When you leave that, whether it's online or in the actual room with us, because for that time, you stop shoveling coal and into this engine of me as a separate being. And it's a little bit harder each time you do that to go back to it. And you're a little bit less invested in it each time you go back. And you will go back to that, of course. Mind will be, hang on a minute, you've stopped shoveling, quick, you know, start again. So I began to recognize that maybe, and this is what I really would like to kind of get across here, maybe whatever stops me shoveling coal, contemplation, self-inquiry, meditation, having fun, watching a movie that makes me laugh, being with some friends that are uplifting, going on a day trip, reading a really good book, going to the cinema, whatever it is that stops me shoveling coal is a kind of surrender, isn't it? whatever I'm doing where I'm not efforting is a kind of where I've stopped feeding this engine, and I'm slowing down this momentum, this force, this sheer momentum habit that's built over the time, this way of thinking about myself. Because very simply said, we cannot be doing both at the same time. We can't be sustaining thinking about this separate being and looking at what we actually are at the same time. It's literally impossible. If we're trying to do self-inquiry with our mind, thinking about what we are, then we're actually sustaining our sense of being a separate being. We're actually shoveling coal because it feels like I'm here trying to figure out what I am, trying to figure it out through thoughts. And it's increasing my sense that I'm someone here only trying to get to some end point. If I'm actually looking, what actually am I really? What is my beingness? Where is it? What is it made of? What do I know about it? And if I'm actually looking like that, I cannot be thinking at the same time. The thought process will begin to slow down and eventually stop. At first, only while you are self-inquiring. But then more and more consistently, that'll become just a way of being. So really, all we have to do is foster this openness of self-inquiry, of meditation, contemplation. Here especially, we're talking about self-inquiry. I'd really like to find out what I actually am is more important than anything. I'm willing to recognize that if I'm not feeling peace, there must be something deeper for me to see about myself. Or if my peace is still coming and going seemingly, then there must be more to see deeper. Not more out there, but deeper in here. I could see clearer, clearer. That is going to give you more peace than anything. Peace comes the moment that we're open to see. And we cannot be open to see and thinking about what we are, using our thought process at the same time. They are literally two ends of a opposite spectrum, basically. You cannot be thinking about something and actually looking to see at the same time. So just looking, just the looking itself is stopping you from investing all this time and energy in sustaining this thing. This egoic sense of self that we've built for ourselves, ideas linked to ideas and this pattern linked to that one. And when I think about this area of my life, it makes me feel this way, which makes me think about that. And then around it goes, is like this huge structure that's built, but it's very unstable. It doesn't feel unstable. It feels rock solid real. But as we begin to see, it's actually quite unstable. It's held up by just a few tiny little pillars, foundational support. And in fact, this whole egoic sense of self is balancing on one main leg, one support stand only. Only one. And if you take that one support stand away, the whole thing begins to collapse, starts to fall down. What is that support stand, that one leg that it's standing on? Your attention. Simply put, your attention, because whatever your attention is on, it's going to seem very, very real. So instead of trying to get rid of this, most times our attention is on this egoic sense of self and we're fueling it because we're trying to get rid of it. I've seen it's not true and now it should just go away, but it's never going to work that way. Instead, shift my attention to actually looking. What am I actually? Can you ever get rid of something that's entirely unreal and not there in the first place, but seems to be? Is there ever going to be an effective way to get rid of what is not actually there? Feels like it's there, but if it's not actually there, if it's all kind of smoke and mirrors and there seems to be a separate being here, but can't actually find it. Is there any point in trying to get rid of it and really just bringing attention to looking at what is already here, which is what self-inquiry is? I'm inquiring into the nature of myself, the actual nature of myself, not the conceptual idea of what I am, what I think I am. Even if I think I am the self, the awareness, It's still only happening on a thought level. I'm thinking about awareness. It's not the same as experiencing it directly. So the simplest things work incredibly powerfully. And just understanding that for me, why it was working, just helped me commit to self-inquiry even more. And it became more and more fun as an ongoing process, more and more joyful as a way of kind of moving forward, because it was just something that became more and more restful as I did it. I recognized that I didn't need to keep expending this huge effort to hold up this massive egoic structure. And how do we do that? By thinking we have to get rid of it or unpick it or something like that. And just contemplation, meditation, self-inquiry, these are the most effective ways of removing attention, and it begins to fall down all by itself. You might not actually notice that at the time. You might be really getting into your self-inquiry, really starting to enjoy it in a way that perhaps you never have before. And then some situation happens in your life, some karmic pattern plays, and you're kind of stunned. This happened to me, that there just wasn't the same amount of investment of belief in this. The emotions might play the same, but they weren't anywhere near as intense. And I could drop it much quicker. And then one day, the same pattern played again, and just nothing happened. The same event happened in my life. Nothing happened inside. Because I'd stopped shoveling coal long enough that the thing had collapsed, the way I thought and felt about this thing, this pattern, I just couldn't do it anymore. The thought pathways in my brain had atrophied and gone because I hadn't used them consistently for a while. I didn't realize that had happened until after, when some trigger still happened and there was just nothing other than peace and quietness inside. It's like, wow. So all you have to worry about or look at is where your attention is. And as you come to recognize the simplicity in that, at any moment, if my attention is on some thought, I can redirect it. And really what we're learning in the Core Teachings program is that, isn't it? How to redirect attention. And then you'll begin to recognize how much easier it is awakening than perhaps you have thought. More and more, I'm spending more and more time with my attention on what is real, what brings me happiness, and less on what is unreal. And a little bit more each day. I'm living as the self a little bit more each day. So I hope that gives you inspiration and also a little bit of understanding. Because sometimes that's just helpful. It certainly was for me. Understanding helped my mind stop resisting. It resisted less when it understood. It still resisted, of course, but it wasn't as much. And I began to have way more fun when I began to understand. So again, if this is not of interest to you, then discard it. If it is, I'm glad. And I hope that you find your self-inquiry to be as joyful as it's become for me. Even if it's not at first, is it just relaxing? Is it interesting? Are you enjoying it when you do it? And then more and more, it'll deepen into something that becomes so beautiful. So beautiful. Thank you.